You're listening to SBS News.
With Europe's second wave continuing to grow, Britain is set to become the first country in the world to deliberately infect people with coronavirus. Using controlled doses of the virus, the initial aim of the research will be to discover the smallest amount it takes to cause COVID-19 in healthy volunteers aged between 18 and 30. Up to 90 people could be involved at the initial stages, with the results helped to test potential vaccines. If approved by regulators and an ethics committee, the so-called human challenge trials will start in January next year, with findings expected by May. It comes as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announces the Greater Manchester area in England's north will join Lancashire and Liverpool as being subject to the country's toughest COVID-19 restrictions.
That means that pubs and bars must close unless they're serving substantial meals, households can't mix indoors or in most outdoor settings. In some public outdoor spaces, groups must be limited to the rule of six. And we strongly advise against travel into and out of the area.
The British government's strategy of imposing three tiers of increasingly stringent measures in England's virus hotspots has been resisted by leaders in the north of the country, where the worst of the latest outbreaks are concentrated. The Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, had called for the national government to provide more financial support for workers and businesses affected by the highest tier of restrictions. But the two sides failed to reach an agreement. He says at no point during the talks did the government offer enough money to protect the region's poorest people through the colder months.
We are asking a lot of the public at this difficult time, and we need to carry them with us, not crush their spirit. We need national unity, and that is why I now look to Parliament to intervene and make a judgment on a fair financial framework for Tier 3 lockdowns. Because make no mistake, this was not just about Greater Manchester. All parts of the country may find themselves in a Tier 3 lockdown at some point this winter.
Meanwhile, Spain is considering implementing several measures, including curfews, as it nears a total of 1 million COVID-19 cases. With the current rate of infection, it's likely to exceed 1 million recorded infections within the next day, making it the first European country and sixth overall to do so. Belgium's outbreak is also getting worse, with all non-essential hospital procedures postponed to deal with COVID-19 admissions. In Italy, the southern Campania and northern Lombardy regions will impose curfews to tackle a surge in cases there. Elsewhere in Europe, Russia has recorded its highest daily rise in infections, Bulgaria is making masks mandatory in all outdoor spaces, and the Czech Republic is considering implementing more restrictions after the current measures failed to slow a surge in cases. The United States continues to be the country most impacted by COVID-19, with more than 58,000 new cases being recorded each day. But speaking at a campaign rally in Arizona, President Donald Trump has claimed Americans are ready to move on from the crisis.
They're getting tired of the pandemic, aren't they? Getting tired of the pandemic. You turn on CNN, that's all they cover. COVID, COVID, pandemic, COVID, COVID, COVID. You know why? They're trying to talk everybody out of voting. People aren't buying it, CNN, you dumb bastards.
It's a different story in Canada, where Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is urging people to continue following the guidelines of their local public health authorities. Canada has recorded more than 200,000 cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. Mr. Trudeau says while the crisis is playing out differently in each province and territory, containing the spread of the virus is a whole country effort.
Whether it's wearing masks, whether it's keeping your distance, whether it's getting the COVID Alert app, or whether it's eventually getting vaccinated when we have a successful and safe vaccine. These are things that Canadians need to do, that unfortunately there is a tremendous amount of noise and harmful misinformation about on the internet.
Mexican officials are also doubling down on their public health messages to avoid big crowds gathering as annual festivities, including the Day of the Dead, approach. The Day of the Dead celebration blends Catholic rituals and the pre-Hispanic belief that those who have died return once a year from the underworld. Deputy Health Minister Hugo López-Gatell says Mexico cemeteries are of particular concern given the propensity for large groups of people to gather in them during the festivities.
It's preferable if, at the local level, administrative decisions are made so that cemeteries are not used during these holidays, or if there are ways to stagger entry, ways to reduce the number of people who gather at one time, and therefore the risk.
Closer to home, Thailand is reopening to foreign tourists for the first time since a ban on commercial flights was imposed in April. 39 Chinese tourists have arrived at the country's main airport in Bangkok from Shanghai. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.